T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle
with the Midday Show. No huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go. Set.
NFL No Huddle is brought to you by RS Andrews. Keep cool. Get an RS Andrews Precision AC tune-up. It's just another way they make you smile. Randy, as we've talked about earlier, sounds like the Washington Football Club is about to get a new name. Redskins are no more. They made the announcement today. They will be changing the nickname. It sounds like they already know what the name is, the new nickname and the new logo is going to be. They are waiting because of trademark issues.
Right.
And I don't know how long it's going to, how long this has been in the works. I know we started to see, what was it, over a week ago now, maybe, when a lot of the online retailers, Amazon and others, started to pull Redskins memorabilia or Redskins paraphernalia off their shelves and off their websites. And I think when that started to happen, you kind of knew this was coming. So I don't know how far along in this process the Redskins are, but it's not inconceivable to think that we don't know the new name within the next week.
Yeah, I mean, it was when it first happened, when was it? It was around July 4th, I think it was, when we first heard about this name change or this proposal for the name change. And then you saw a lot of the big wigs, the FedExes, the Nikes and everything wanting to back out of being, you know, title sponsors for the squad or whatever. And so now they're, I don't want to sit there and scramble mode. I always thought, I was like, because was it even 10 years ago when Dan Snyder came out and said, I will never change the name? And then all of a sudden, with the times that we're in, and as soon as we heard about it, I was like, damn, I still don't think it's going to happen, because I didn't see FedEx and I didn't see Nike and I didn't see Amazon. I didn't see these big corporations backing out, because if they don't back out, he's not changing. That's the thing about it. If FedEx doesn't say what they say, or Nike or Amazon and these other, you know, big retail spots, if they don't do it, then he's not changing the name. He's being forced to change it. Daniel Snyder, Lil Danny, does not want to change his name. All right, let's just call it what it is. We know that he does not want to change the name of his football team. He's being forced to do it, and now he's got to come up with a new name. I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe they're waiting for the players to get back so they can do some little fashion show and reveal. I don't know. I don't even care. What did I say earlier, Chris? As long as it ain't that one or nothing that's offensive, I don't care what they call themselves. They can call themselves the Washington Football Club for all I want to and have people thinking that damn soccer team. Don't matter to me. I really am not even worried about that. I'm just glad that the fact is that this is getting done and they are moving on, and that history from all those great teams that he had in Washington before he was even the owner. All those great – because have they done anything since he's been the owner? I'm trying to think. Have they done anything since he's been the owner other than overpay everybody? Because that was the thing when I was in the league, man. If you want to get paid, you might not win, but you're going to cash out, go to Washington. Go, because they ain't going to pay you. If you are an older veteran player that's like on his last leg, let me go and get one more lick, go to Washington, because they ain't going to pay you. He's going to pay you for your name more than he is going to pay you for your game. Okay. Oh, did we lose Chris? I think we did. Oh, well. Oh, Chris is gone. Okay. But, yeah, I'm looking at – I like the Washington idea. It's going to continue to go. We talked about it earlier that, you know, that he is – you know, that he's a stubborn man. I've never been around him, but I know people that have been around him. But at the same time, he is going to, you know, be forced to change, and it's going to be changed for the better. I'll tell you one thing I did hear this weekend, though. Was I saw yesterday that Devonta Freeman and his agent have parted ways. Well, I guess she severed the relationship between the two. And I mean, I think it's more or less because she did have him some money out there. I think it was with Seattle. I guess that he decided that it wasn't his worth, and he decided not to to take that deal. Now he's still sitting out there, and there's a couple teams out there. And as me and Andy have talked, y'all know that I think that Devontae will help a football team. I think he's would be an excellent change of pace back for a football team that, you know, needs a guy that can, that is, has experience, that does not have to carry the load, because I think Devontae can be a lot more effective if he's not being the, you know, the sole number one back. I would love to see him with a team like maybe Philly could use him. I don't want to see him go to Tampa. I would not lie about that, because that would not be a good look if he goes to Tampa. And I can see that he is a guy that can help that football team as far as being able to run and catch a football, because I don't know what Tampa has at the running back. We saw last year that we thought that that Ronald Jones was a guy and everything, and now it seems like he might be in the doghouse right now with Bruce Arians. So I mean, but all the weapons that Tampa has, I'm really, I think that their only disadvantage is the fact is that, you know, he is not there. I mean, as far as Tom Brady is not in the building with these guys right now. And you can only, and I keep saying this, guys, you can only do so much as far as trying to get the rhythm and all those things at a practice field. But, I mean, when you get in the building, that's where all the chemistry is really being built. And, I mean, I think that the Falcons will have the advantage because they have that chemistry that's already built in. And when you talk about chemistry of the squad, the biggest position, the most important position we know is the quarterback position. So if you don't have that, then what do you have? And I look at it as the fact the Falcons, they do have a situation where they do have the leader of their team is their quarterback, and they are able to have that automatic chemistry as far as, okay, we know what Matt Ryan wants to do, we know what they want to do, and we know how we're going to do this as far as what to do in stretch, what to do in meetings, and do all these things. Also, we know that the NFLPA and the NFL are meeting today, which is a good sign, because right now it seems like the closer we get to this thing, the more and more we're having different doubts. You're hearing different things from the NFLPA as far as the protocol, the testing. What are some of the things that might happen as far as if a player gets sick or if a player wants to opt out? How do they go and how do they adjust that? We already know that, you know, the PA already told them to kick rocks after they really thought that they were going to basically give up 35% of their money, which ain't going to happen, Captain. And I tried to sit there and tell you that. But I think this is a good sign as far as them trying to sit down and get them a way to, start these conversations. Because if they're talking about getting to, you know, players reporting to training camp by the 28th, they need to get full speed ahead, because I look at it, and I heard Adam Schefter talk about it this morning, they're not even close as far as the protocol of how you get these guys in the building at the same time. And do they have to maybe delay the fact that these players have to, these players have to maybe wait another week or so? Because Chris, I think Chris is back with us. Chris, when you're talking about a football locker room, and I can only talk from experience of being in an NFL locker room, it ain't big enough for all those guys to have that distance that they're trying to propose. So I don't know how they're going to go about this, but what do we know about all these different negotiations and everything? And people are like, and I'm myself included, why do you have to wait till the last minute? Well, don't they always wait to the last minute until they get something done? CBA? I mean, all these things are always waiting to the last minute, and I don't see this being any different.
Yeah, and Randy, I look forward to it. You and I are going to kind of deep dive and have this conversation coming up at about 1:20, because I think there is a whole lot of stuff. There's layers and layers of this that you can get into. The one thing that I found interesting this week is that Bruce Arians, who's the head coach in Tampa Bay, he told the Tampa Bay Tribune, and this is a quote, he said, all players are going to get sick. It's just a matter of how sick.
Yeah. I think that's with everything.
Yeah. I think that right there kind of says, I think that kind of says it all. I also saw this weekend where they're going to require referees to wear masks, which I don't think that comes as a shock to anybody that we would get that. But that's kind of what, and here's what the NFL, Randy, I think has to avoid. They have to avoid looking like Major League Baseball looked, where things got really, really, really ugly. And if the NFL isn't careful with this, they could go down a path where these negotiations turn really, really, really ugly. I mean, we are two weeks away, basically, from the start of NFL training camp?
Yeah, today's the 13th. They said on the 28th, that's when they expect teams to to basically report to camp. That's what they want these guys to start reporting. And I don't even know if they have it, you know, as far as the protocol for these guys to get in yet. That's why. And then we also know that there's still a little, you know, little feelings, little hurt about how that negotiation for the new CBA went down, as far as how the owners used that, you know, tried to pit the players against each other. We know there's still a little sensitive subject there also. So, I mean, let's just hope that they can get something done. I think that, you know, I think a lot of things have to do with, you know, they got it going forward as far as and I think somebody just tweeted at me talking about the ramifications for next year's CBA and all those things. And that's another reason why you don't know if, you know, I think you got 2 days until the franchise tag has to be signed and all these things. And, you know, how do you give somebody a contract not knowing what's going to be the CBA next year? Is it going to be flat next year? Is it going to go down? It's hard to believe that it actually is going to go up, Chris. I can see it staying where it is now, instead of going up like it usually does. But, I mean, they got a long way to go. And that's how I look at it. I mean, everything is on the table right now when you're talking about trying to get football back.
Yeah, the current CBA, Randy, calls for camp to open 47 days before the first game.
Right.
So if we get into a situation to where they're not able to reach an agreement to be able to get camp opened in time, and what the players want, they want kind of a – what would you call it, like a slow kind of ramp up, so to speak, to begin the season with no preseason games. The NFL wants to have two preseason games, so that's one of those things that's going to have to be worked out, because if you don't get guys in camp early enough, then I don't think that the NFL season can start on time.
Well, the thing
that's
with
something
it is
that I haven't heard really, I don't know that anybody's really talked about that in any great detail yet, is what happens if they can't play after Labor Day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, those are situations where they have to, you know, as far as look at, because you just can't, like, Chris, when we would show up for training camp, Chris, it was always, you show up to training camp, you do your run test, you do your physical, you do your run test, wake up next morning, it's time to practice for football. Now they can't do that with all these players not being around each other. You got to get a ramp. You got to get a period where you get these guys back on the football field doing football exercises. You can do so much with your training and all those things, but you got to do it collectively. And the thing with it is, as far as the preseason goes, I mean, the players don't want any preseason. We already know who that is a disadvantage for. That's for the young players, the guys in the back end of the roster. We know that. And with the case where you're sitting there and you're trying to get ready for a season when you don't have a lot of the same thing that you used to have, and then that's going to take away from the reps from the little young guys anyways, because your whole objective is to win games. And for you to win games, your first string has definitely got to get more reps. Your second, you know, your top backups, as far as your third receiver or your backup running back, they got to get more reps. So that takes away from a lot of these young guys if they don't have those preseason games.
How much does it hurt, Randy, not having mini camp, not having rookie camp?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts the players that need it the most. It really does when you don't get an opportunity to get on the grass and learn like that. And, I mean, it's so one thing, you can learn so much from a classroom, which you can, which is great, because, I mean, that's where you got to be at and you need to be sharp in there. But, I mean, being out there and actually running the plays live with all the guys, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the guys got the playbook of maybe in their backyard at a field running through plays. But until you get that full offensive line, those receivers, tight ends, backs, and all that, you can't get the rhythm that you need as far as learning these things. And when you, I think the biggest thing for a young player, especially at a running back or a center or offensive line, is the fact that, you know, there's different blitzes and stunts and all these things that you just can't prepare for when it's just you in a bag. I mean, you got to see these things live, and I think that's one of the things that is going to determine. I know the Atlanta Falcons, because we need those two guys on the right side. We need them to grow. We need them to grow. And I'm talking about Chris Lindstrom and McGarity, because the fact is that, you know, Chris missed most of his rookie year with the foot, and then McGarity, I mean, he had his ups and downs, and, you know, the second-year jump is always the most important year for a young player, so I would be interested to see how they're going to deal with all this time off.
Have you seen the shield, for lack of a better thing to call it, the shield that would fit on the helmets over the face bars?
Yeah, I saw that mess. I
mean, would you wear it?
If they said you have to wear this to play, would I wear it? Hell yeah, I'm wearing it because I want to play. But if they're giving you an option, I ain't wearing it. Like if there's an option between wearing it, no, I'm not gonna wear it. But you know, if they say this is what you have to wear to play, it ain't gonna be no Antonio Brown situation over here. I'm putting it on. I'm putting on that damn helmet if I want to play. And that's the thing about it. If you want to play, this is what you're gonna do. And I'm sure a lot of the guys. it's hard for me to believe that these guys will back out because they're going to make them wear that helmet. You know, if they say this is a requirement, this is what you have to do, this is what you have to wear, you know, then you got to wear it. I mean, point blank period. You got to wear the thing. I mean, as uncomfortable as it looks, you know, we're trying to prevent this thing, which I still don't understand how you're going to do it even with that. But we'll see, Chris. I'm just, you know, I mean, hell, they're going to be out there diving and you got sweaty men running up against each other and everything. But I can't give you my jersey after the game, which is just the funniest thing in the world to me.
That is pretty. The funniest that is thing pretty in the world ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, ridiculous. Really? Really?
The players want testing every day and no preseason games. The league wants less frequent testing in two preseason games. So, according to ESPN, though, they're close to a compromise. We'll see. Randy and I'll talk more about this, by the way, coming up at 1:20. Looking forward to that. Braves are not going to change their name, but the chop may be going away. We'll talk a little more about Braves baseball as we are 11 days until the season opens for the Braves. Do we see Cole Hamels in that first week of the Major League Baseball season? We'll get into that and more. Take a look at what else is going on around Major League Baseball as well. Stay with us. It is the Midday Show. Chris Goforth in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. Radio.com app. Well, we get ever so close to the start of the Major League Baseball season, 10 days away until baseball takes the field to mean business. 11 days for the Braves. Braves with an intra-squad game tonight. You can watch that on Fox Sports South. That's coming up tonight. As we've already talked about earlier, Braves sent out a letter to season ticket holders over the weekend saying that they would remain the Braves. There is no plans to change the name of the team. However, the Braves are going to explore finding something, I guess, to replace the chop with. So the chop looks like maybe on the way out. And again, Randy, as we talked about earlier, to me, as a longtime Braves fan, that's kind of a Florida State thing. So I'm okay with the Braves finding something that is whatever their thing is going to be. But I will say this, throughout the 90s, when the Braves were on that remarkable run of division titles, going to whether it was Fulton County or Turner Field and seeing that chop happen with 30, 40,000 people in the stands, it created a heck of a home field advantage for the Braves, I thought, that was unlike anything else in baseball. Maybe you can talk about the 91 Twins and the, you know, the white, what they call them, the Homer Hankies or whatever that was that they shook, right. But nobody else in baseball had anything like that. You know, with Minnesota, it was a year or two, and then it kind of fizzled out. But this was something for the Braves that kind of became a mainstay for, you know, since the early 90s.
Yeah, I mean that was always a thing, and it was right around the time when the playoffs started. It would always be when it's dark and you know and it's getting late in the game and all those things, and it would give you goosebumps. I mean. Especially if you're actually in the stadium while that's happening. And as we said earlier, I mean, I understand, you know, what they're saying, but I don't understand what they're meaning as far as getting rid of the chopper. They're not going to allow people to do it, or are they not going to play the song? I mean, I don't know what's going to be the process of that. But like you said earlier, Chris, they don't really have to worry about it right now because there's not going to be any fans in the stands. So until you have an opportunity to have fans in the stands, I think that's when you could address it. Now, do you need to start drawing out a plan in case, you know, there are going to be a lot fans allowed in the baseball stadium? I'm sure that you got to start out with some contingencies and stuff. But right now, I don't think it's something that's at the top of their list right now as far as them worried about, because there's not going to be anybody in the stands to do the tomahawk chop. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes when fans get into the stands and see how they react to it and everything. Because as we know, in these trying times that we're in nowadays, hell, people don't like being told what to do. What you mean I can't do it? Why can't I do it? It's a free country. And I mean, you know, and we know how that goes and everything, because everything's been, you know, just all out of whack, Chris. Just all out of whack. I just say it like that. But, yeah, I mean, it's coming. It seems like, and I said this last week, Chris, it seems like the more and the closer we get to these leagues and these seasons and all this stuff starting, I get nervous and nervous and nervous. I get more and more nervous. And right now with baseball and all this stuff going on, I feel like it's on track. I hope it's on track, but we'll see.
Yeah, there's a whole, I mean, gosh, there's so much stuff. Jake Diekman, who's a pitcher for the A's, he told the Mercury News last week, he said there is a little part in everyone's mind that thinks this is going to be shut down. They might not say it, but there is a little bit of fear in everyone's head that it might happen. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that's natural for anybody, not just for guys in Major League Baseball. I think if you were to, you'd probably get guys in the MLS that would say the same thing, probably guys in the NBA who would say the same thing if you could get them to admit what's going through their mind right now.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the reality that you're in. I mean, nobody wants to have to shut back down from starting up. We saw, we talked earlier, you know, the MLS game that was supposed to be played yesterday was postponed to today because of a positive test or a false positive and all these things. And it's going to happen. I mean, we just saw where Kenley Jansen, who's the closer for the Dodgers, what happened to him and his family. They caught it and everything. And I think that was the biggest thing of why players are worried about going or doing this or coming back is because not necessarily them, but the damn family, my babies. My woman. I mean, I don't want nothing to happen to them either, even though they're in recovery and all those things. But still, I mean, not everybody's story might turn out like that. And so when you look at it, how this baseball thing is going to happen, and I think it was Brian that was talking about some of the players are thinking about wearing a mask during, you know, them out there playing and all that. And I was like, I don't see anything, you know, weird about it. I'm sure that some might. I mean, when the Korean Baseball League came back that long time ago, when it was the only thing on, I think I saw a couple of players out there with it on. I mean, I think it's just what makes you more comfortable as far as how do you feel about wearing it, when do you wear it? Because I was worried to talk about this the other day, Chris, and I was like, okay, we're talking about social distance, all that. How the hell does the umpire socially distance from a catcher? I mean, he already can't see, so you mean to tell me you want to back him 6 feet up, 6 feet back? He already can't see when he's right over his shoulder. So how's that going to go, man? I mean, it's just a funny situation, man. It's just funny.
And no team is going to cruise through this, Randy. I think everybody is going to, by the time it's all said and done, every team is going to be affected. I mean, the Yankees had Aroldis Chapman. He tested positive for the coronavirus. Aaron Boone just said that he would be out for the foreseeable future. Right now in baseball, there are, as of Friday, I say right now, as of Friday, 58 players and 8 staffers have tested positive so far. 14 players, though, that passed the opening test when camp opened have since tested positive. Just since camp is opened after getting a negative test to open camp. And I think that's where the frustration with guys starts to play out. I think it was Joey Gallo of the Rangers has gone through this deal where he tested negative, then he tested positive, then he tested negative, then he tested positive, and then he tested negative. And it's just, you know, and again, you got 12 players that are sitting out. Buster Posey of the Giants made his decision, I guess it was this weekend, where he said he was going to, he wasn't going to play this year. I think he's got some young babies at home and didn't want to put them at risk. And Randy, as I've said ever since this whole thing started, if somebody says, I don't feel comfortable, I got no problem with that. If you don't feel like it's right for you, then don't do it. You can't hold that against any of these guys if they say it's not right for me. I'm more concerned about my pregnant wife, my infant child, whatever it is, my elderly parents who live with me. Whatever their reason is, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, then don't.
I mean, and it's easy for us to say that and all those things. And of course, people, you know, will disagree with that because it's always, well, I got to go to work. I understand it. And we talked about it last week. And as far as, you know, I don't think that an athlete or a sports is more valuable than life itself. You know, and I don't think it's fair that I don't think it's fair that, you know, if there's still people out there getting testing, why are they in the front of the line of getting testing? You know, I still think, you know, that's how I feel about it. But I mean, there's going to be multiple players. I think that, you know, I think the Buster Posey thing last week was kind of, you know, because he is a, you know, he's a big dog in the league, even though he's, you know, not, I don't want to say he's past his prime. He just ain't what he used to be. But he decided he don't want to go. And now you're at a point where I think people are looking at the best baseball player in ball, and that's Mike Trout. And what is he going to decide to do? And you know, because we know about his wife, and they're about to have their first baby, I think it is. And he's undecided about what he wants to do. We talked about Cakes last week about him talking to Freddie, and that was really a reason why. Also, I mean, Cakes pointed out not having fans in the stands. I mean that's a big thing for some of these guys. And I always make the joke, well, there ain't no fans in the stands, but the it's time to throw out the first pitch or whatever those things. It's going to be thrown out no matter what. And never thinking in real life that there will actually be no fans in the stands. It's coming to a point where it's probably going to be that way for a while, man. And we got more people, and more people were saying, well, we can have this many people here. You see a lot in football now, Chris, where they're saying, well, I think it was Ravens, well, we're going to allow 14,000 people in there. Well, how the hell do you know what 14,000 is going to be? Is it first come, first serve? So, it's so many things to it, but I'm just excited. The Braves are going to find a way to get this thing started out. You're losing one of your pitchers. We talked earlier that you have got to find a way for one of these young guys to step up. Who is it? Which wankster is going to be? Hell, I don't know. Hell, every time we think about it, oh, he looked good in one inning, then all of a sudden, oh, he looked good up in Gwinnett. And he get up to the big boy league, and next thing you know, you see his head snapping back because damn balls keep flying out the park. I don't know what to expect, man. I know I feel more confident in the back and the front end of the Braves rotation, but as long as 77, as long as that dude don't have to go out there that much, I'm cool, Chris, because he is that one that brings that rage and that anger out of me when I watch my Braves. I'm like, this, because he see, I'm getting riled up right now talking about him. You know,
you and a lot of us. You and a lot of us feel
that way. Yeah. I mean, but I'm gonna be nice today because it is a lovely Monday. It's been a lovely weekend, so I'm gonna be nice today. But I'm excited to see what goes on with that. We talked about, I think Snick coming out. A lot of people are coming out and saying, "What if Freddie isn't ready? Who's gonna be the replacement over at first base?" And I think they're saying it's probably gonna be Austin Riley over there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Brian, this is a cut from Brian Snitker talking about who's replacing Freddie Freeman over at first base. He said Austin Riley would be the guy. Here's Brian Snitker.
Our preparations right now are just getting back in shape. You know, they've been off for 3 months, and we're putting them through the drills and getting everybody in shape. And Austin plays some first base in the spring, and he's more than capable of doing that. And probably as we see how this thing plays out, that, you know, we'll work him out there too.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most likely choice, Randy, is to give him some time at first base. And he's another one of those guys. You talked about trying to sort out the pitchers. We saw that hot start that Austin Riley got off to, and then, boy, did those Jets cool quickly. He's a guy, if he can have a hot start now in a 60-game season, he could really make an impact for the Braves in this abbreviated season if he gets off to such a hot start like what he did last year. But if we see the Austin Riley that we saw later in the year, once those Jets kind of cooled off a little bit for him, they're going to need Freddie Freeman to come back as soon as they can.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that start last year, Chris? Do you remember when Austin got up here and he was just smashing the ball? Then all of a sudden, whoa, what the hell did happen to him, man? I mean, but, you know, this is going to be something that, you know, that was always my concern, especially, you remember when Freddie was going through that elbow thing last year. I was like, who do they got to replace him with? Who can be that first baseman for him? And, you know, Austin looked like he's a natural fit for a first baseman now. It's a difference between being a major league first baseman and a minor league, but we'll see how that goes and everything and how they adjust to it. I think the Braves are in a good spot as far as their lineup with this DH now that you get to take the bat out of the pitcher's hands. They got so many different bats that can work in there, and then they got the versatility so that guys can play in the outfield. Ozuna can be more the DH than out in the field. Then you can get Camargo and Riley and these guys on the field at the same time.
Randy, let's step into the windy zone. We will do that next. It's the Midday Show. Let's go forth in place of Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael right here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
Be respectful of Wendy. She's a lady, all right?
She's a lady.
Behold, a lady.
I'm a lady.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
When you're not hungry, you become average.
Well, it is the Windy Zone here on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app. I would tell you who it's sponsored by, but Wendy, my computer has decided to freeze up on us. So
It sounds like the story of our Monday here at the radio station. That's okay, Chris. I can take care of the sponsor. Brought to you by Wellstar. More than healthcare, it's people care. Now, this is a story we all had concerns about when the NBA first announced their bubble and the fact that the players were going to be at least 2 months without seeing their families, their wives, their girlfriends, their anybody, you know, for some fun. So we thought this might be a thing on how long players could go without, you know, dialing up an Instagram model or whomever. So it's been 3 days, guys, since the players have arrived in Orlando. And some so-called Instagram model claims she has been invited inside. Now, her name is Anna Maya. Her Instagram or her Twitter handle is @ugly_Anna, which is very interesting. So she tweeted, quote, "I already got invited to the bubble. Yeah, the season is definitely ending early." End tweet. Now, she didn't say the player who invited her, but it got people talking because she said, quote, "Wow, y'all are going to get me uninvited now. I'm out." Went on to say, "Y'all keep saying I'm going to fumble the bag. Me and him are laughing at this stuff right now, reading all the comments, crying." Now, that him, we don't know if it's the actual NBA player, but I have a theory that she's just making this up to get views, and that no NBA player actually called her, but I'm going to guess we're going to see more stories like this come out in the coming days.
Oh, yeah, this ain't nothing but some clout chasing. Now, I'm sure she ain't the only one that's been invited or a guy's been like, okay, now this is what we need. Because I told y'all, I laid all this out for the escape plan, or no, I should say escape plan for the way to
you
get in there.
I
got a down pat. I just feel this is how it's going to be. And when she comes out and says it like that, I think it's more clout chasing than anything. But I mean, you think that she's the only one that these dudes have been contacting about how they're going to get them in this damn bubble? I mean, it's just what it is. It's just what's going to have to happen. Not what's going to happen, but yeah, somebody going to get in there and everything, and then all of it, it's just going to go all to hell. It's going to go all to hell, and we automatically think that it's automatically going to be JR. And I know I saw Andy tweet, "Damn it, JR!" yesterday. I don't want to, you know, be naive to think that she the only one that done got a call, or she the only one that ain't no one called them. Because as much as we talk about them basketball cats, you know, trying to get them in there, Chris. Oh, they trying to get in there too now. Don't get twisted. They trying the IG models. They trying to get in that bubble also.
Think they have a competition going on?
Oh yeah, no doubt. Girl, I bet. Come on, man. Everything gets leaked. We know that. So eventually, something's gonna come out. Some screenshot, because we know the screenshot's undefeated. Some screenshot or something gonna come up about some bruh. Somebody's like, "Hey, man, your ticket at the thing. All right, I'm gonna meet you here. I'm gonna meet you at the back door at 1:30. All right." That's when the security go to the other end of the building. I mean, it's going to be something like that, I'm telling you.
If you're chasing fame, Randy, this is the this be a good time to find it. You can be Twitter famous or Instagram famous pretty quick these days if you're able to work your way inside the bubble. It sounds like.
Oh yeah, man! I'm telling you, they trying to get in there, man. They trying to get in there. All right. And the players, I mean, you don't think that they thinking that the players are walking up and down the hallway trying to get them some exercise. No, they're looking for exit strategies. They looking for chinks in the armor. They looking for chinks. They looking for when the brother go on his break. All right, he gone. Hurry up. You know, that's what they looking for, man.
Or, you know, just slip the security, Disney security person some extra cash.
I don't see why you wouldn't. I don't see why you wouldn't. I'm really curious to see if they have security on everybody's floor, because they usually do. But I mean, hell, we stay there for a night, and they would have security sitting by the elevator. Imagine them staying there right there. I mean, all the security that they're gonna have for them dudes, not because it's gonna happen, man. It sucks that it's gonna happen, but it's gonna happen.
Where's she from, Wendy? Do we know?
It doesn't say where she's from, Chris. Nope, just has her tweet and a link to her page.
Yeah, I didn't know if she was actually in Florida or exactly what part of the country she might be commuting
what's
from.
Her name again, Wendy? Oh, there it is. Ugly Hannah? Ugly Anna?
Anna. Well, it says City of Angels, so I'm wondering if she's in Anaheim.
Los Angeles?
Yes. So she's in that area. So.
Dang. I mean, I didn't mean to click on that.
Oh.
Oh, <okay. laughs> My bad. Hey, y'all didn't hear that, did you?
Yeah, oh, no, yeah. We heard it loud and clear.
My bad. I ain't mean to click on that, uh-huh. But yeah, she talking about she going over there. She all right.
She got a lot to offer, doesn't she, Randy?
Yeah,
got a lot to offer.
Yeah, she might have somebody, you know the phrase might happen, somebody, I'm going to risk it all. She might have somebody willing to risk it all. She all right. What else you got, Wendy?
Are you guys familiar with Celebrity Family Feud? It's a show hosted by Steve Harvey.
Yes.
And I feel like this would be a show I would be good at, but I could also understand why contestants give some really crazy answers, because I feel like the pressure is a lot more when you're actually on the stage and under the lights and the timer is like in your head and you're trying to answer all of these questions. Well, last night they had a group of NFL Hall of Famers and they were going against the NFL's sort of rising stars, and Hall of Famer Bruce Smith was the second participant in the game's Fast Money segment. So how Fast Money works is you have two people playing. One goes first. They answer all the questions and they see the survey says and they get the points. So being the second participant is always the toughest because you can't repeat an answer. And then you get the buzzer. Then it's all in your head. So the question that came up on Fast Money with Bruce Smith was, if Captain Hook was a handyman, what could his hook be replaced with? Now, hammer was already taken. So here's Steve Harvey asking the question. And here's poor Bruce Smith feeling all the pressure of said question. And this is how he answered it.
Bruce, let's go. If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the
what age the hell?
Is too old to sleep with a tape. What the f*** he said?
Oh, what the hell?
And y'all's reaction was the same as host Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God. Okay, I didn't see Bruce's. I didn't see Bruce's part. I saw Michael Irvin, though. And Mike, there couldn't have been a more simpler question. Name a color on the checkerboard. It's either red or black. There's no other color. And he got the red part, and Michael Irvin, the energy and the way he acted was, but that's just been Mike. That's Mike. Mike always acts like that towards anything. That's why I just love to see him on TV. But damn, Bruce. What the?
Randy, there's a time. I imagine if we did this game, like amongst all of us,
yeah.
I feel like we would all feel that same sort of pressure. And you're just trying to think of something and whatever, like the first thing that
what
comes.
The hell did,
I don't know.
Where'd that come from? Now, there's no secret about me and my family. We've been trying to get on Family Feud for a couple years now, but we can't decide on who's going to be the five because it's always somebody going to get left out, somebody going to be butthurt. And nobody want to do all that. But ain't no way, like, of all the answers, and Steve Harvey had the perfect response because Steve just, what the, did he just say? Like, really, Bruce? Come on, man.
Steve Harvey always has the best response, though. There is nobody else.
Yeah.
After him, Randy, there is nobody else that can ever host that show again. Nobody will ever be as good as Steve Harvey is. He's absolutely perfect.
There's some things that we'll do right here. We'll sit and we all just sit around. We're bored, wherever. We'll look at YouTube. We'll look at the outtakes of Family Feud. There's some funny stuff that goes on in there,
yes.
Man. And I just sit back and just crack up and laugh because you're like, the best ones, Chris, are the ones that are so confident that, you know,
yes.
That they just know they got it right. And you're like, what the hell did you just say? My favorite one is name that starts with the letter, was it H? And the guy said, Jose, and walked off. Man, I'm still in damn near tears because the confidence he said it with, Chris, Jose.
But that's the show, kind of like what you were talking about in our house. That's the show that if there's nothing else on,
yeah,
Family
we're always
Feud
watch
is on,
it.
We'll turn on Family Feud. I think we watched about four episodes, and because, you know, it plays, somebody's playing it 24 hours a day, it seems like. But I think one night last week, we watched four episodes of it in a row and just howled all night at it.
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks, Wendy.
All right, we got a lot more to get to, including a visit with Chip Towers. That's coming up here a little bit later on. We'll talk a little bit of Georgia football. Today would have been the start of the SEC Media Days. So over the course of this week, we'll be talking a little bit of college football with a different writer, different broadcaster each and every day. Chip Towers joins us later. We'll talk about Randy McMichael's Georgia Bulldogs coming up a little bit later on. It is the Midday Show. Chris Goforth in place of Andy Bunker along with Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.